On to story number two in our top five, the U.S.-led NATO alliance is drawing down its troops in Afghanistan with the Taliban insurgency escalating after the 13-year war. A special ceremony is being held in Kabul to hand over security responsibilities to the Afghan forces. This event comes amid fears of Taliban attacks.
Some 12,500 foreign troops will stay in war-torn Afghanistan beyond the December 2014 deadline for withdrawal. Under the new Resolute Support mission, the foreign troops will train Afghan security forces in the battle against the Taliban. The coalition has announced that the remaining troops will respond to attacks, but they won't lead any combat operations. And the US military has said that it will continue to launch airstrikes. Ties between Kabul and Washington have already been tense over the controversial air raids, which have claimed many civilian lives. In the latest attack, an overnight US airstrike targeted a home in the eastern Lugar province, leaving at least five civilians dead and six others wounded. Some 8,000 Afghans, including civilians and security forces, have lost their lives in violent attacks this year alone. The casualties are far higher than the number of foreign troop fatalities in the country since the 2001 US-led invasion. Nearly 3,500 foreign troops have been killed since then. More than 2,200 American troops have lost their lives in the 13-year-old conflict, the longest war in US history. The unpopular war has cost American taxpayers some $1 trillion. Meanwhile, latest polls suggest that the majority of Americans believe the war was not worth the cost. With the Taliban insurgency showing no sign of abating, there are growing fears that the US-led military intervention in Afghanistan has failed.